Oh, I'm recording. Interesting. I was waiting to hit the button, but it's already going for about a minute. That's funny. Well, here we are. I'm new to podcasting, and this is officially episode 4, but technically only episode 3. Doing it live makes it easier, and I promise to get the hang of it. I have a few subjects to discuss today, and I have written them down again to keep my thoughts concise. So, first is again, of course, about ascension. That's pretty much all this show is going to be. However, the topic of ascension covers so many things. It's everything from your own personal psychology to dissolving into stardust. Like, it's literally everything. So, this, and forgive me because this is going to keep being a thing, but there will be undertones of Christianity, and I'm not the only one. When you look into the Bible, there's lots of things that link into this. So, no, I am not a strict religious person. That's crazy. I blame them for burning the witches and getting rid of our spirituality to begin with. But that's not Jesus's fault, and he was apparently extremely real. People have confirmed this now as Chandler's and confirmed it back, like historians, that he was indeed real. And he is probably the father of humans. Like, that's literally what all the information has equaled out to. So, into my question thing to ponder. As it hit me today as I'm driving, I heard this just while I was driving, again, still listening to my book. It's very long. And it says about following Jesus into the kingdom of heaven will make you immortal. This is what it says in the Bible. And lots of different ascension things say, like, that's the point. We go into fourth density and then we're ourselves forever. We'll never die, right? Ending the cycle of reincarnation. And it just hit me in this, like, panicky way of what does this mean? What does, like, being yourself forever, right? And you hear about this when people talk about being vampires and stuff. Oh, I don't want to live forever, right? I want to exist forever. I want to live forever. But the idea of being like this specific me forever, and I didn't know I felt this way. That's why it was interesting. Was just this little, like, oh, like, it was almost like signing on for, like, like when people get married, you hear, like, oh, I don't want to commit forever, right? It was like that, but with yourself, right? So, but it makes sense if you want to step into that higher level. We have to do all these different things to raise our vibration and to get into higher density living. And then, our goal right now is just fourth de density, but apparently, like, the goal overall is eighth density. For everyone, like, the higher spiritual beings that people channel still aren't even there yet. Like, so back to what I'm saying, like, would you want to be yourself forever? Would you want to be yourself forever? Like, or at least for billions and billions of years until you continued up further. Like, you know what I mean, though? Imagine being yourself for a very long time. You don't get to do over. You don't get to change. I don't know if that means I have to stay a girl or if spirits aren't gendered. I know they're not gendered at the top. Lots of things say God's a boy and has to be a boy, otherwise it wouldn't have done anything because the feminine energy doesn't like to move. Yang energy likes to move. I don't know. But that's whatever. Because I feel like this is where the transgender issue comes in, because we're opening up spirituality. Like, not that I'm not trans, I'm not transgender, and I enjoy being a girl in this experience, right? I love being a mom, but do I want to be a girl forever? I've always felt like a strong affiliation for being a man and being like how great that would be, right? Like, feminine power. I'm all for the females, but at the same time, it's way harder to be a girl. Like, it is, and it says that in so many things. I'm not even just complaining. It says that in lots of things. It's our mission because of what we do, like birthing things takes, it's not nothing, right? We're littler, but then we have to deal with way more hormones. And I love having babies though. So then that's where it works out, right? Yes, it's harder, but we get babies. Like, you can hear mine in the background now. Well, it's a toddler, but do I want that forever? And obviously if we go fourth density, I don't even know if we can still have kids. Like, I guess not. Is that third density thing? I don't know. I've heard other things saying that spirits can have kids and it's just like a different way. Cause think about it. If you know this stuff, like God's a dude, but he made, that's where the Adam, Eve be coming from, the thing of Adam, because God made the feminine energy goddess out of himself. But then she's the one who birthed the whole universe. So that's like, we come from the goddess. She birthed the whole universe, but she was birthed from a dude. And so that does mean like we ultimately did come from a man. Like Eve coming from the rib of Adam is a thing for a reason. But then wouldn't that mean like, I don't know, but God's, that's why like if you read the Kabbalion, it says don't you think about God. It says he's a man. It's not up for discussion. And that's that. And the reason they hint at the fact that just God is so far beyond our comprehension that don't worry your tiny little brains about it. Because it can, how much damage has been caused by humans misinterpreting God? Like how many, the poor witches, and not even just witches, like I'm not a witch, but I would have been burned for being a witch back then. You know what I mean? Like so many innocent people that were just interested in discovering their own souls were killed. And meanwhile, the regular Christians that just didn't give a turd about anything and just sat in their pews and like did exactly what they're told by a human, they were fine. But the ones that actually cared about, you know, getting herbs to save people's lives, checking the moon cycles, predicting stuff, like actually trying to help people. And I'm sure there was the odd evil witch. I mean, there's the Illuminati today. I'm sure there's people that have done, it turns out I've done dark witchcraft back when I used to do magic and oops, sorry. Like anything you do that affects someone's free will is black magic. Oops. Like, cause who doesn't do magic to like make, you know, I don't know. I forget. I haven't done magic in eons, but I digress. On white magic is prayer, right? Like, basically, I guess I still do that, and like just straight up meditation, affirmations, like all that stuff. That's all. Everything's magic. So you know, everybody that's into this stuff is a witch, technically, right? Like, because everything's magic, and even the people that don't believe in any of this stuff are doing magic. They just don't know it. But I don't think the enemies are the Christians anymore. I mean, some of them are still bad, but they're such a small group. It's sad. But honestly, it's hard to feel bad for them. But then I get so bad because I walk around with my – I'm totally off the topic. I don't care, though. I'm keep going with it. I wear a gold Jesus necklace, Jesus on the cross, right? And before that, I even wore a cross because cross is sacred, right? But then I found this gold one for my grandma after she died, and it's Jesus right up on the cross. And gold is magic. Did you know that years ago when they did the huge buying of gold, like all these different places were buying gold, that was like this secret thing by the evil like Illuminati underparts of the government kind of thing, because gold is magic and they didn't want us to have it and they wanted it all. Like gold is like, well, you know, mineral, like if you're into this stuff, you're into crystals. Who's not? That's usually where everyone starts, is crystals, or it's, you know, it's like grade one of this stuff. And gold is just like probably way more powerful than crystals even. Like gold is just super sacred. And then there's so many things that say like the aliens that came back way once upon a time, like 200,000 years ago, we're here to mine our gold and like blah, 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 gold. Anyways, I wear a gold Jesus cross and I get so like, I don't know, like to atheists, I'm like, yeah, something exists. But then at the same time, I want to be like, but I'm not like that kind of religious person. Like I'm not like, I wish like spirituality had a thing, but then like you wear certain things and I, oh my God, this is a joke. This is like embarrassing for them. These people that try to claim to be into like spirituality and stuff. And here I'm up on my high horse. You're not supposed to judge, blah, blah, blah. But like, do your research, people. You cannot get into this stuff and only watch and listen to like one person. You need to listen to hundreds of people. You never need to stop listening to people, and you need to watch listening to just one person and everything they say. Okay, so anyways, I was listening to, it's something called the Smiley Podcast. Her name's Erica, but the other guy's the main guy, but I like Erica. And she, I think that's her name. And she was talking about how she got bad flack because these people were like, how could you call yourself spiritual in like the Eye of Horus and the pyramid? Those are Illuminati symbols, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? Oh my God. Huh? Like, okay, where do you get off? Oh, it was just like, oh my God. And so she did the whole episode on it. And it was just like, yeah, you don't know this. I can get if you're sideways step, just a conspiracy theorist. Because there's some people that fringe on our side of spirituality stuff, like, but they don't fully open. I've been there before when I like just was on the conspiracies and I wasn't fully jump into spirituality. It takes like faith, like that's the religious thing. It takes faith. It takes like opening your heart up to love and magic again after it was crushed from Santa. Like it takes a lot to fully, a lot of personal development. Anyways, so I could see if you're just a conspiracy theorist, but if she was listening to this podcast, you wouldn't be a conspiracy theorist because it's not about conspiracy theories at all. So she's giving her crap about this being an Illuminati symbol. Like, please. Oh my God, please look into your symbols. Yes, the Illuminati stole it because it's a powerful symbol. The pyramids, your Eye of Horus, all that stuff. And the cross, that's where this point started. The cross, they're powerful symbols. And one thing does not get to take and own it. Sure, it's all like, it's power. Like, I'm pretty sure God at the top, I don't know, like if, I'm sure he is good. I mean, because you don't want to believe anyone's bad, but think about it. God created everything. And the Illuminati's like as evil as they are because they literally say, yeah, but God created the devil. So them worshiping Lucifer isn't bad. And for all we know, to God himself, he doesn't care. He doesn't mind that these Illuminati people are evil because in his laws, he created polarity. Like polarity is part of how the universe is even able to exist. It's the science behind it, along with rhythm and the law of effect. Like all these things are part of it. Everything is mind. Everything has gender. There's, I think, seven laws that the universe definitely runs with. And you cannot get away with not having the laws. Like it's literally like, I don't know if you're building a house, you need so many blah blahs, you know, like, or in geometry, like this and this makes a triangle like that. And by the way, everything's sacred geometry, like the laws make the universe. And without it, you have nothing, like you don't have it. So, and God made those laws. That is what God is. Like he pooped out those laws and outstrung the universe. And now what we would call gods, which like your people that pagans that get into worshiping gods. And if these people are true souls, they wouldn't even want you to think of them as a god. Like the ones coming through and you're just being like, yo, I'm an alien. And some of them are like, yeah, I was Ra from back then. And oops, you guys thought I was an alien. And some of them have gotten special permission to come down and birth into us. And there's like evidence of that down in South America. And then obviously Jesus. And they don't call themselves gods. Dumb humans back in the day were like, oh, okay, God, and then took what they said and perverted it, just perverted the shit out of it. Oh, I'm not allowed swearing. Oops. and then I'm sure there is evil ones too, right? Because there's evil humans. There's going to be evil aliens, but they are like fourth, fifth, some even sixth density things. They are like, might as well be gods to us. Because that's the thing. God himself is so unfathomable. Like, no, you can't even wrap your head around it. Your little brain would explode, right? But the things that we, especially dumb humans from back in the day, I'm being rude, but I'm sorry, would think that they were gods. Anyways, I don't know where I started at this point, but that's the end of that thought pattern there. It started somehow with Jesus and keeping your own personality, but woo, we ended up there like 15 minutes later. If you even listened past the first minute, I was completely silent because I didn't know I was already live. But on to my next point, it's that time is linear here on Earth, but it's not in the higher realms. So I said this before, but it goes back. Actually, that's what it goes back to what I was just saying earlier about the aliens being here before. And in the Book of Ra, the Law of One, they say, and this was in the 80s, they say that they were Ra, like they, because the aliens often like think as a collective mind. They were the ones that came down back then. I think they came with other people too, they said, but that they made a mistake and that our humans took their laws and perverted them. And the same thing happened in South America, they said, and it was just perverted because they built us the pyramids for us to have power. The pyramid, if you don't know this, look into it, is on like the center point of Earth for a the pyramid in Egypt is on the center point of Earth to help us. It's to balance out our crazy human emotions, because when humans get out of balance, the Earth gets out of balance. And that's more than obvious today. Like apparently we're supposed to even cause bad weather like tornadoes and hurricanes. So they built us these pyramids so we would be more stable, so we could have our bad moods and a hurricane wouldn't happen. But once they left us, sorry to call them dumb humans from back then, took them and used human sacrifices inside them. Like talk about, they literally said that in the Book of One, that they were like disgusted with what they'd done. And so there was a law set that we weren't allowed to be looked at for, we were on quarantine, they called it, from the Federation. And that's kind of lifting now. People are finally back and helping us. And that's why you can hear so many more channelers now. And they're trying to tell us stuff again. But, and you'd think, because time's not linear for them, like, why couldn't they just fix what they did sooner? But then it hit me, just like what I was saying the other day with the meditation, how if you meditate into the nothingness and you hear nothing, and you think it's not working, it will. The messages just come later, random points of random, like aha moments. But same with this, like they can send the information down to us. They can do what they do, like down to us. But then once it's here, they can't take it back. Like once it's gone, they can't take it back. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. And it's not their fault. Like how, play the game, a telephone, like it's going to happen, right? But all good things to think about, all good things for us to keep like hashing out and working through. This is the time of hashing stuff out, fights about vaccines and fights about the disease being serious or not, and fights about everything, right? Oh, gender, religion, race, all the things. Like we're literally at the boiling point. And it's time for us to like do the work, make this a huge group Earth, like the therapy session. Like we can really make everything better if we don't panic and sit down, truly think about it. Like really work this through. Don't get angry, like, or don't be rude about your anger. Like let's let the emotions go through our bodies and we can actually take care of the situation. There are entities here to help us. So you don't need to get wrapped up in the negativities of like the Illuminati and all that stuff, which a lot of people can do. And the one government that's going to control us all, and Bill Gates trying to take over the world with his food situation. Like it is some scary stuff out there. But instead of panicking, which is what they want us to do, if we just sat down, calmed down, and actually, like, hello, 1% versus 99%, they're not, who even knows if they are winning? But we always panic and think they're winning because they are the calm ones, the rich ones, they seem smart, they are well spoken. So we all bow down because we like to make things gods and be like, you are king. Or even if we think they're evil, they're like, oh no, evil king. It doesn't matter. But we are 99%. So even if we're not as rich, we're not as smart, we're not as powerful. If it doesn't even take all 99, let's say 50% stays with their head in the sand, stays just fighting. Oh, pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Like Antifa versus all this other stuff. Like it's, let's, you know what? That you do you. That's their journey on this earth. That's up to them. That would leave 49% more to fully come together. And apparently if only like 3% come together, we're good. So if 49% came together, we're going to have our white crystal cities that are prophesized. Like we're going to make it, is my point. We're going to do just fine. There is many things out there to help us. I hope I can be one of them. And that's all about aliens. It's so true. This makes so much sense. Oh, I had a viewer. Well, thank you. But I am wrapping this up, and I hope you liked the show. I love you all. All is love. Let's start really feeling that. Thank you and goodbye. Excuse me for a silent moment while I remember how to turn this off.